It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The minimum wage in Michigan is currently $7.40 per hour. A person working full-time at that wage would pull down just over $15,300 per year before taxes. Now, there are three bills from Democrats in the state legislature seeking an increase of Michigan's minimum wage to $9 or $10 per hour. Opponents of increasing the minimum wage say it would lead to layoffs, decreased hours, and a spike in prices. Joining us now is Jeanette Lathrop, policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy and author of the study, Raising the Minimum Wage, Good for Working Families, Good for Michigan Economy. Jeanette, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Why do you think this issue is in the spotlight right now? We're seeing it talked about on the national level and on the state level.
Well, obviously for the reasons that you mentioned, which is it is in the spotlight right now. There is a legislation pending both at the federal level and at the state level to increase the minimum wage. But more than anything else, it's also because it is about time to increase the minimum wage. And it is about time to really concentrate on how we can work towards building a fair economy. And one step to building that type of fair economy is to pay decent wages to workers who are working hard, even those who are the lowest skilled among us.
So in your study, you looked at what an increase in the current minimum wage to $10.10 per hour would do. What did you find?
Well, we actually found a few things. We found that this would have, obviously, would mean a good boost for the earnings of affected workers who number about over a million workers in total. We also found that this would actually have a good economic impact on the state, possibly increasing jobs by 4,600 over 3 years, and also by having an economic boost of over $1 billion over 3 years.
How is that economic boost linked to an increase in the minimum wage?
Well, when workers have more money in their pockets to spend, usually the ones who are affected by it, but this would be those who are in the most need of this type of raise. When these type of workers who are low-wage workers have that extra money, they tend to spend it right away in buying basic necessities, and that just means that the money keeps circulating in the economy.
What about business owners who say, look, I'm still recovering from the recession. I can't afford to pay my workers more without cutting hours or cutting jobs or raising prices. If I go out of business, I can't employ anyone.
Right, and that is actually an argument that you might hear from those who are opposed to the minimum wage, to increasing the minimum wage. Actually, there is a poll, a scientific poll conducted by the Small Business Majority, which the results of it suggest that about 67% of small business owners agree that we need to increase the minimum wage. And about 85% already pay their workers above the federal minimum wage. And actually, a lot of these business owners also understand that there would be an increase in the economic activity of the localities if the minimum wage is increased. So, you know, that is basically what I'm trying to say, is that that argument is put forth mostly by those who oppose the increase to some level, not necessarily by the business owners themselves.
What about people who say these are low-skill jobs, so they're going to be low pay, and if people want a larger paycheck, they need to get the education or the skills to better position themselves for those higher-paying jobs?
We definitely encourage people to update their skills, to update their education, if that will help them get ahead in life. But, you know, one thing to remember and always keep in mind is that somebody who works full-time year-round and works hard should not have to earn poverty wages. And that's just a principle of how to build a fair economy, is to just remember that. We know we should not be paying poverty wages to anybody who's willing to put in their time at work.
Do you think we'd be having this conversation if there hadn't been a shift in the workforce, if we didn't see more adults taking jobs traditionally held by teenagers as an entry point to the workforce?
Well, you know, the fact is that right now, a lot of these workers earning right or above the minimum wage, is just a little bit above the minimum wage, are adults, and they're not the suburban teenagers of the past. Most minimum wage workers, actually, about 85% are 20 years or older, and about 86% have earned at least a high school diploma, and a good 82% work at least 20 hours a week. That is not the portrait of a teenager. And unfortunately, that's the way that it is right now. And, you know, it would be for everyone's benefit in the end to increase the minimum wage to keep up with this type of reality.
Yannette Lathrop is policy analyst with the Michigan League for Public Policy and author of the study Raising the Minimum Wage, Good for Working Families, Good for Michigan's Economy. Yannette, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.